and I became one too. For a while, we had a big cage in the backyard, where we kept a hawk with a broken wing until it healed and flew away. Together, we pulled all kinds of creatures from the road, dead or alive. I was partial to turtles, and to this day I will stop my car to move a turtle out of harm's way. We took in stray dogs, one at a time, and named them all Buddy. Our black cat, Kitty Boots, had to be kept away from my pet mice. Dad once rescued a 3-foot alligator and tied it to an outdoor faucet with a dog leash so it could get water. Its mouth looked big enough to swallow a little boy whole. Snap! It lunged at me. That's when Dad put it in the car and returned it to the Everglades. Mom didn't rescue animals like Dad did, but once she did rescue me. On a sunny Sunday afternoon, when I was 7 or 8, she took me swimming at Miami Beach. A neighbor boy, Gene, and his mother, Rose, went with us. Gene and I were playing in waist-high water when suddenly I felt myself being sucked farther out. I struggled to regain my footing but couldn't hold it. Gene, about 10, was swimming furiously in the riptide but getting nowhere. I screamed, "Mama!" She came running, waded in, grabbed us both, and tried to drag us to shore, but the current was too strong. All she could do was hold on. My heart was pounding louder than the crashing surf. It didn't slow down until a lifeguard deposited me safely on the shore. I loved Sundays. Sunday was Mom's day off from the beauty shop where she worked, and we could all do things together. Sometimes we'd just take a ride to Miami Beach in our shiny Ford. My favorite part was coming back across MacArthur Causeway, which was dominated by an enormous neon sign. I'd watch awestruck as red paint magically poured out of a Sherwin-Williams paint can and covered a blue and green globe. Then the words would appear, "Cover the Earth." The paint reminded me somehow of love. Sunday was also the time to snuggle beside Dad, my head resting on his shoulder while he read me the funnies from the Miami Herald. Dick Tracy, Lil Abner, Blondie, Little Orphan Annie. I felt safe with Dad. He used to smile and say, "I'd fight a ripsaw for you, son." Dad's desire to protect Mom and me sometimes took a frightening turn. When I was around 5, I awoke to the sounds of a violent thunderstorm very early in the morning. The 50-foot-high Australian pine beside our house was swaying and moaning in the wind. Scared, I tiptoed from my little cot in the kitchen to my parents' room and crept into bed with them. The window was open, and mist was coming in through the screen. The wind was whistling. I was starting to enjoy the sound. Suddenly, there was a terrific clap of thunder. Dad leaped up, screaming, "Shells! Get under the bed!" Mom cried, "Oliver, Oliver, what are you doing?" he yelled.